victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Without honesty and truth, you can't have faith. What if the Lord ever told you one lie? Just one. How could you stand to believe for your healing? To believe for your needs to be met? How could you stand when you don't feel righteous and you don't feel like you're forgiven? What's the thing that gives you the comfort that you can trust Him? You know there's no way that He has ever lied to you or ever will. So based on that, you can trust Him. I said you can trust Him completely. Because He's never lied to you and He never will. So you can have faith. Oh, can you see that? And the same thing is true with all relationships. You can't hide things and you can't deceive and be close. You can't have trust. Where are you at? You're at Luke 6?
Yes, sir.
Boy, this is good news right here.
Thank you.
Oh, this is good news. Luke 6. Are you there now? You got your eyes on it? Luke 6 and 40. He said, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is what? There's that word again. What does that word mean? Huh? Everyone that grows up to his full development, everyone that develops completely will be what? Few Christians even believe this verse. Are you going to be one that does? How many Bible believers have got in here now? What did he just get through telling us? Who is the master? Who is the perfect ideal? Who is the perfect example of love and truth and faith? The perfect example of obedience to God. The perfect example of faithfulness. The perfect example. Who is it?
Jesus.
Is He your master?
Yes.
Are you His student?
Yes.
His disciple? Are you in training under Him?
Yes.
Well, the Lord wants you to know you're never going to surpass Him. I said, well, you never have to tell me that. Yeah, but maybe you're too far from the other statement, too.
Amen.
You're not going to pass Jesus. You're not going to develop beyond Him. He is the Master.
Amen.
And He told us not to call each other Master.
That's right.
And that's one of the reasons why. Is because there's only one the Master.
Amen.
One. He is the height. He is the pinnacle. He is the perfect man. What does that mean? The completely developed man. Oh, but did you read that last phrase? The disciple is not going to be above the master. You're not going to pass him. I don't think any of us have lost much sleep wondering about that one. But have you gotten excited about that next part? But if you follow through until you are fully developed, you will be like Him as He is. We've got millions of Christians that don't believe this at all. They don't even have any aspiration of being exactly like Him. But it's our call. It's our destiny. We're on the way to it right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, Let me read this to you in another translation. The Amplified says, a pupil is not superior to his teacher. But everyone, when he is completely trained, the last part of it says perfected, will be like his teacher. Another one said, the English said, when he has completed his training, he'll be like his teacher. When he has completed his training, he'll be like his teacher. Said out loud, when I've completed my training, my development, I'll be like my master. I'll be like Jesus. A lot of folk don't even want to say that kind of thing. They go, oh, that's blasphemy. It's Bible. There's a difference between Bible and blasphemy. I've had people tell me before, well, you're just trying to act just like Jesus. I said, yeah. I thought that was the idea. Thought that was the plan. Isn't it? Someone says, well, I'm not acting just like Jesus. Well, your training ain't completed. Right? Someone says, how long is it going to take? I don't know. I know this. We've got eternity. We've got a long time. You know, when you realize you're going to live forever, it makes you relax. We're going to be around for a long, long, long time. Not on this planet forever, but we're still going to be around. This is the shortest thing we'll ever do, this life. And this is as bad as it gets for us. And we're doing okay. This is as bad as it gets. And we can live in victory down here. We can have blessings and victories and overcome down here right now. And from here, it just gets better. Glory to God. Glory to God. Christian ought to have no fear of death. None. Well, what if they die? So? What if you do? People act like it's the worst thing in the world could happen to you. Holy man, they'll die. What if they die? Your Lord, they may die. You know, if the Lord tarries his coming, you all going to die. That's not the issue. The issue is where you going after you die. You going up? You going down? Someone says, no, I'm going to haunt my house where I live. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You ain't haunting nothing. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know about this. No, you don't. No. When you die, nobody hangs around. So, well, so-and-so saw. They saw old man so-and-so's ghost a hanting that place. He was rattling a chain going, woo! If he saw anything, he might have saw an evil spirit imitating somebody they were familiar with in this life. But when you die, you're out of here. You are out of here. You go up or you go down. You don't hang around. Now, I know that disagrees with a lot of paranormal and all this kind of stuff. But listen, you either believe the Bible or you believe somebody else's confusion. And if you believe the Bible, it makes you happy. If you'll notice all this other stuff, the result of it is fear. But when you believe the Bible, you get excited and you just get immune. You go, people go, oh, I think they're having a seance. Oh, I think there's some kind of a deal. You know, they're going to put the hoodoo on somebody. And I think it was you. I think your name was in the hat. And you go, well, they better make it their size. Because it is written, the curse causeless shall not come, but it'll return to the place where it came from. So if they try to send something my way, it'll go, woo, 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 woo. and land right back on their head. Because you cannot curse whom God has blessed. You can't do it. If you could, that means you're bigger than God. And ain't nobody bigger than God. But see, you get in all that other stuff, then you get in all this fear. Which shows you're believing lies. But the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know the truth? Glory to God. To be free. Not have to live in fear and dread. Can you be honest like Jesus? Said out loud, I'm growing up to be just as honest, just as truthful as Jesus. He's my master. I'm in training under Him, becoming more like Him every day. Can you walk in love like Jesus? Can you? Not only can you, you're commanded to. You're called to it. And that's what Paul was talking about. When he said, you know, we forgetting all these things that are behind. I'm reaching, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, I consider all of the stuff I used to think was the most important thing in the world. I consider it all garbage, refuse. And I just want to know Him. I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection. I want to know Him. Being conformed to Him and what He did and what He went through and what He is. He said, that's it for me. And that's it for every man and woman that loves God. You get up every morning, you go to bed every night thinking, Lord, I'm going to be like You. I'm more like You today than I was yesterday. I think like You. I talk like You. I act like You. I respond like You. Right? You are my ideal. You are what I am growing up to be. And we're bridging the gap as the days go by. I want to ask you again, can you be as truthful as the Master? I'm going to ask you again, can you be, you, be as truthful, as honest, as genuine, as faithful as the Master? You'll never surpass Him. But when you're fully developed, you'll be just as truthful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Perfect Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603K. That's R1603K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.